Yo, it's your lifestyle specialist, Kenny Burns.
Kid Ferrari Simmons.
I am your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo.
Okay. It's a remix because the gentleman to my right invented the remix. No, he didn't invent the remix, but he was a part of the situation that invented the remix. Ladies and gentlemen, the living legend.
Let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I just want to make yourself out.
Oh, you modeling, mom? Knock yourself out.
We gon' make it.
Kisses in the building. Jada Kiss, what's up, champ?
Top 5 dead or alive.
How you guys doing?
Yes.
Top 5 dead or alive.
Yeah.
Still, though.
Real bars matter.
I mean, this is like, you know what I'm saying, some decades later, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's changed several different times since you started rapping.
I was about to say,
and you still in the game. I think, you know, your new album is a testament to your growth, though. This is not like old Kiss, really. You know what I'm saying?
Very personal, very cerebral, very grown, very musical. And I crafted it that way because you knew Ice Pick. You knew him.
For sure.
So you knew his, the way he carried himself in a different mannerism. It was grown. Business and, you know, I wanted to represent it in that light.
Stand up dude.
That I did it, yeah.
100%. So being in the game this long, man, I think, you know, I often just ask you, was you moving to Atlanta? You know what I'm talking about? Because I just remember New York being such an electric place and such a place of creativity. And it just seems to have, I don't know, man, it's like, it's different.
Creativity is there, the electricity ain't though.
Facts.
And that's what it, you know.
But define that though, because you were part of the era that defined it. I'm talking about y'all took it to the level that all the OGs intended it to go.
I mean, it was a collective effort from the nightclub scene to the studios, different people that would be coming through Powerhouse Studio, Daddy's House. It just ain't like that no more.
Right.
It's, you know, a lot of dudes moved down here. A lot of dudes moved to Cali. A lot of dudes vacated the city. So it's still creativity there, but that electric, that kinetic energy that used to circulate throughout the city is no longer there.
And I think I see a lot of influence from the South. I don't know, in New York music. Is that a fact?
I mean, you got Brooklyn drill. They killing it right now. They doing their thing, and that could be inspired by the South. It could be inspired by Chicago. It could be, you know, it's definitely not your traditional New York sound.
Right.
But for me, as long as it's from New York, I'm happy for it to have something to.
Because sounds evolve.
Yeah.
Things grow. Things change.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And I think that's a problem with a lot of the OGs, man. I think a lot of the OGs really don't want to get as young as they do just because it's not what we did. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean you don't have to embrace it or, you know. And that's why dudes like yourself still around, dudes like myself, the Locks, and, you know, whoever came from that our era, when you embrace this new sound and embrace the youngins, it gives your career legs. You know what I mean? Sometimes you listen to it, some of it's really dope.
It's really dope.
You know what I mean?
And the cadences, the harmonies.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? You got to give it a listen before you just shoot it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your cadence. It started, I mean, way before the Locks, I'm assuming. Obviously, you've always had this tone in your voice. But the Locks, man, one of the best rap groups of all time. You shine through that threesome pause in a way that obviously, you know, projected you or amplified you to legendary status. But what was that like being in that super group, man? Y'all came.
We got a new album coming out.
It's coming?
A documentary. Ooh. after this Ignatius project is.
Because we need a doc. Like, people don't know how thorough y'all were. Because y'all literally were one of the only artists that ever was on Bad Boy and left, like, in the midst of you popping.
And survived.
And survived. Y'all was. I don't think people really understand that. Y'all was like top of the totem
Shout
pole.
Shout out to Diddy too. He just called me.
I like that little.
He hit me this morning. Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Because you know I was about to fry him.
It might be a nice check there. Don't fry nothing.
No, but you guys didn't have no problems.
Yeah.
And there were legendary things that happened. That's why I say the documentary is necessary. There was fights. There was all types of things that happened. But y'all left Bad Boy and went to Rough Riders. How did y'all do that?
Rough Riders. I like that move, by the way.
Rough Riders was our initial manager, so they actually was there and helped us get the deal on Bad Boy. And then they placed us there. X started popping. They got their own label deal. And
it's time to come
even
home.
Even if it was no friction, it just felt better to be over there because that's like where, you know what I mean? They knew us. We was able to artistically do things that we couldn't do with Puff.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it, you know.
But I feel like Big was like y'all.
See, if Big, but if... But
I
if
mean, do you
Big,
get what I'm saying by that?
If we never had the untimely demise, you might have never
not seen that move.
Yeah. On Rough Riders.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's...
Y'all probably would have stayed.
Yeah, B.I., because he told us, like, he's going to make you mad, but he's going to make you a star. Like, those exact words. Like, he's going to do some stuff y'all ain't going to like, but he's going to make y'all stars. And he said it just like that. That's his actual quote. So, in hindsight, that's what happened. Like, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Rest in peace to B.I. forever. But
that changed everything.
Definitely.
That changed everything. Because I look at Big, like, Big didn't rap. You know, he wasn't no Juicy dude. He wasn't no Hypnotized dude. He was like Diddy, bar right? for bar. Yeah, that was Diddy influence. And I'm sure he grew into that too because he saw the paper. He saw the lifestyle. He became that example. But I feel like y'all were kind of not headed that way, but headed that way and then was like, argh! You know what I'm saying? Because the street was just so enamored with y'all back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then what Steve Swiss was doing production wise, seemed more befitting of your rhymes.
Yeah. Nah, that's a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So but if Big was alive today, and you brought it up, like where would he be in the game? Like Jay-Z is so...
It makes me wonder where the game would be entirely.
And right.
What music would sound like right now.
Cause he was evolving. Like that was a great example of someone who started out here and went here.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get the best music from Big, I don't think.
Nah, he had a lot
short lived.
He had a lot more music to give. That's ill.
You know what I'm saying?
As great as his music was, he had that probably wasn't his greatest. He was just
getting started.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Cause I remember when Clark introduced me to Jay and Dame, and we used to be at D&D making the Reasonable Doubt album, and all he used to talk about was Big. Like, they used to look up to Big in such a way.
Yeah.
And people don't know that. Like, because Jay is Jay now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But back then, like, everybody was trying to be Big's partner. You feel me?
Yeah.
I just wonder, man. I often wonder that, man.
You haven't released an album in about 5 years?
Yeah.
So, with the change in music, where do you feel like you fit in? Or do you feel like you're setting a new tone?
I wasn't in jail, or I didn't evaporate. I was still out here.
For sure.
Features and, you know.
Shows.
In the marketplace, yeah. So I was, you know, and I got a son. My son keep you abreast of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? How old is your son now?
23.
Oh, we grown.
I try to.
Clark Atlanta graduate.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I won't do it anymore because of the way the climate of music.
So this is the last one?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to come with another album. Probably by the summertime,
okay.
Or a little bit after the summer. I'm just saying that's the way the climate of music is. But me, I would always leave 3 to 4 years or so in between doing the album just to give the people whatever I went through from that last album to this. And even from Freddie and Jason, I went through, you know what I mean? Going through the thing with Pig fighting with colon cancer.
Right.
I had a daughter, you know what I mean? So... It'd be a bunch of stuff.
Real life.
Yeah, instead of just talking about my jury and how much money I got in foreign cars and all that. I know that's also
a part
important
of it.
And needed.
For sure.
It's also important that I give you some real life pain too, because that resonates more than all the other stuff.
How did you stay out of the headlines with having this baby outside?
Bart, cut your fucking phone off.
Come on, Bart. You know better than that.
My family was good. My family was good to me. You know, I was able to, you know, the Lord also. You got to keep your faith in the Lord and just try to work things out inside your house. You don't have to hit sin on every situation in your life. You know what I mean? That some people need to know that this whole social media world is taking over.
For sure.
And it gets into people's brains and, you know, is not the solution for everything.
Or healthy.
Yeah, all health is not healthy for handling real life problems.
Definitely.
In front of the world's eyes.
Word. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, speaking of health and social media, I want to say of once upon a time, I believe it was last summer, I seen Jadakiss go do like 25 pull-ups.
Yeah.
Like, and then I got a trainer. Yeah, he's a bartender.
Giant,
and then that's the Godfather. Yeah. I didn't know Jadakiss was. So are you a bartender?
I mean, you could call me a bartender.
Can you get over the bar? I can't do
the
one.
Can you do the little flip thing?
Well, I only did one.
I can't. I work out all the time. I can't do it.
You gotta, it's called the incredible.
Yeah, then you gotta let Giant teach you.
Okay.
Giant teach you. That's how nice he is. But yeah, I still work out every day.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Can we get another project with you and Fab though?
Yeah. No, we got another Freddy vs. Jason, but we ain't gonna tell. We gonna.
I love that collab. By
market
the way.
It and roll it out different this time.
Okay.
What young artist you want to work with, Kiss? Because I got one I want you to work with.
Lil Baby just hit me. I'm working with Lil Baby. That's I like what he stands for. I like his music. I like his whole, how he came in and, you know what I mean? His wave was mean. He came in, hit the ground running.
Yeah, he's at another point, one with dope cadence.
That would be like the ultimate New York Atlanta collab, I feel like.
You know what I mean?
What other youngins? I got one for you.
I like Thug too, though. I think Thug got some dope music that, you know what I mean?
I like YB and Cordae with you.
YB and Cordae.
I think he's just going
that'd
by Cordae.
That's your guy.
For
that's
sure.
Your guy.
Like some bar be, for bar.
That'd be a good texture. So that'd for be a sure. nice. That'd be some good therapeutic music for the ears.
That'd be hip hop.
What do you think about the wave that's going on in New York? Of course, RIP to Pop Smoke, but I'm talking about like 504 and
I love it just because it's
Apollo.
Anyway,
I felt Pop Smoke was a, like he felt like New York. I felt like he was New York.
He was about to go.
Because I mean, with the kids, I don't feel like people from like I just New York has a certain swag. It's a certain energy.
From there, you shouldn't feel like they from somewhere.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You can always tell someone from New York even before they open their mouth. The way their body language, what they're wearing, like the swag, it's just you guys have such a strong presence.
And I don't think people should lose that. I don't think you should lose that to make records or get into the music game. I think you should be who you're going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think Pop Smoke was giving me, I mean, he was giving me all of y'all in
for
one.
Sure.
He really was. Yeah. He was giving me 50. He was giving me Kiss. He had energy
He had it all.
New York energy.
That New York energy, it was felt. You could hear it. You could hear it.
And so we not in New York. I mean, his death, how were they reacting? Like, was the radio fully involved? Were the people, I mean, I saw the parade in Brooklyn.
A lot of love. Big love.
That's what's up. Just rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
He shouldn't wish he was here to get the love.
At 20?
He's turned 20.
It didn't even feel like he was young like that.
That really hurt him more, you know what I mean? Especially having a 23-year-old son. That's tragic loss for hip hop.
For sure.
Let me ask you a question, man. Saying that about your son and the loss of Pop Smoke, as a father now, and what you did in the beginning. I mean, we all grow up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's called evolution. You know what I'm talking about? But you were always conscious along the way in your rhymes. Like you, I mean, we talked dope. We talked cars. We talked. But I think you always had a certain level of consciousness.
Always try to slip a jewel in there. That's just from growing up listening to the KRS's and Rakim's and Nas's and Kane's and, you know, Biggs and J's and all of that. But always try to slip a message in there too, because they already downplaying the whole hip hop culture and think we ignorant and think we just reckless with money and, you know what I mean? They think we depreciate the value of luxury, so you always got to slip them jewels in there to the youngin.
And I think the youngins should Google Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim right now. Listen to the album Painful. Rakim looked, and I'm from Washington, D.C., and when I was in the streets, I never forget this. I saw Rakim rapping, but he had the Dapper Dan shit on, so I thought he was a hustler. But then when I listened to the album, he didn't even curse. He didn't even curse.
Yeah.
Thinking of a master plan.
That's crazy.
Ain't nothing but sweat inside my head. Yeah. So I dig into my pocket, all my money was spent. I dig deeper, still coming up with lint.
Okay.
You hear me?
Bars.
No, but I'm just saying, I never forget when Puff first played your shit. I'm like, yo, these kids are like, and y'all were on some, like, you know what I'm saying, some gully.
Yeah,
but you had this presence, bro. Day one, I heard. So I
appreciate
it. I just want to salute you for consistency with that. Because this Ignatius album reminds me of a fully conscious you, if you get what I'm saying.
Appreciate it.
I'm not trying to sound funny, right? So I'm from Florida. I grew up in Florida. And I always wanted to ask somebody really from New York this question. How important is the Timberland boots? And when were you introduced? And I'm serious. I want to know because I really want to know.
Yeah.
How important is the Timberlands being a part of the culture for from you? Like, when were you introduced to it? And
early. I mean,
that's like out of the womb.
I can remember my feet being too small because back then, now I got little kids. My kids all got, you know, they all got Tims, but
yeah,
it was a time when my feet was too small to get the actual construction boot.
For them heavy ass boots.
I had to get some regular insulated shit. It killed me for the whole year.
They were snapping.
My feet to grow so bad.
No.
I mean, my mom down there went around the whole city looking for a pair in my size. So that's how serious it was.
But it's rules too, right? You can't wear like the low top ones.
Butt naked. You gotta have double sole.
Without the little leather part of the top.
Double sole, and you gotta have the brown leather bubble on the top.
What's butt naked without the brown bubble?
Without it. I seen that.
Oh.
Give it to you.
They will assassinate you in Philly if you come through with a
Yeah, that's
neck.
Why I asked them that question. And they got low top ones.
Really,
they got low top Tims. You can't wear those either, right?
No, you definitely can't wear
You can wear beef and broccoli lows.
Yeah,
beef and
broccoli lows.
They got some that you know you shouldn't ask for your size off the shelf.
But there was a script for y'all back in the day, too. Just like DC, we had a script. It was black, gray, and white. We wore gold domes. We wore, you know, Tims. But y'all, like, and we only wore wheat Tims and the black joints, right?
Yeah.
And but y'all didn't wear all them colors and all that.
Yeah, see, they got red and
now they got the
red. You got all of that. You couldn't do all of that.
You couldn't
do it.
It wasn't even available,
colors.
Actually.
Yeah, they didn't even have them back then. You're okay. Right.
All right, well, let me take the low top Tims off my birthday list.
You look cute in anything, too, Sola. What are you talking about?
Can girls wear the low top Tims?
No, nobody can wear them.
No?
Tim, they got to wear high top Tims. I'm not high top.
So who wears the low top Tims then?
Some people.
I mean, some New York,
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I don't want to go on any borough or whatever because, you know, I'm not from there, but I've seen a few dudes from Queens. Yo, this is affecting my bag. I know it's affecting your bag, especially after the NCAA.
Let's talk about it.
Announced it. And the NBA just said they're suspending games until further notice, not canceling the season, like everybody's saying. Yo, Instagram is the worst. Social media can be the worst for shit like this. But what do you think about this coronavirus, man?
I think it's political. I think they overdoing it.
He's a conspiracy theorist like me.
I think you should have been washing your hands ever since your
Facts.
Mom told you stop touching stuff. Don't touch the Facts. Counter and don't touch when you out with your mom touching the doorknobs and the
hygiene
in the mall. And they always make you wash your hands. And so we should have been washing our hands and covering up when you sneeze and protecting your space and Lysol. And so, you know what I mean? It's just that as more, and I think black people, pigment and melanin fights it off in a different manner than some of the other ethnic backgrounds.
Right.
So it's not as serious, you know, it's like catching a cold.
It is.
The flu
and they're not telling you who's getting cured.
Yeah.
Like, people are getting
They're saying the news and the media is displaying the cases at the most
worst cases possible.
It's like when you get a case, when you catch a case, and the first time you go and the judge, the number's astronomical. But you
20 years, but we suspend.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know it's not going to be like that's what's going on with the media. And you see if you watch the social media, you see these viruses come out every election time.
And that's
every
what they were saying.
Gonna go, soon as it gets down to the come down, it's going to disappear. And watch it.
So, it definitely looks like Trump is infected right now.
He definitely looks a little
he looks
more
a little
orange.
Under the weather.
A little extra red. Yeah. Nose yeah. Look a
he's
little
flared up, out of breath.
But I'll say this, and these are the facts. Trump. There are more people that are not dying from corona than they are.
They're only reporting the worst case.
You feel me? And then the other fact is, you have to have, like, if you have a weak immune system, anything will penetrate you.
That's true. That's true.
But this is not being perpetuated. And then you also look with children, right? Babies have weak immune systems because they're developing, but kids
stronger than that.
No baby has been affected.
And I want y'all to remember this.
The only older people who have weak immune system that any type of ailment could have killed them anyway, but they just pushing it
I'm hyped that he's
agreeing with what you were saying.
That's real spit.
But let's go all the way left.
Pre-existing things too, like diabetes, high blood pressure. That all matters. So we don't want y'all to think it's only old people, but
if your immune system, like you said, is weak.
Vitamin C.
Is weak, it will affect you more.
For sure.
But let's go left. China kills their own. You know, they control
the population. This is a fact.
So let's get, I just want to freak y'all out a little bit.
But it's in the government that they control the population. Ooh. In China.
Yeah. Oh no, they had you had to have a boy or a girl or something. Yeah. You had to get rid of it. Yeah. They say they got built skyscrapers with orphans. Oh, I don't want this baby. This is all speculation. Let me tell you fact. They have methods and ways of controlling the population. Mm. That is a fact. Yeah. They do that, right? Trump goes against who the most? Let's just talk about the two superpowers that he goes to the most. China and Russia. Right?
Yeah.
So you want to...
Break it down, Sensei.
Hello? You want to think about one. You ain't heard nothing about Russia in this. Let's just keep it 1,000. Has anyone in the room, anybody, camera?
I have not.
Have you heard anything about Russia and the coronavirus?
No.
Not at all.
I just want to ask.
Let me look at my coronavirus.
Yeah, cool.
That's homeboy.
Now you look at China.
Boy, China, that thing lit.
Just start letting people come back outside. Now, initially, they was burning. They had infrared over buildings. They was supposedly burning people. But they do that anyway. You got to be aware of what they trying to do to Trump. And like you just said, it is political. This has to be political. It is an election year. You want to get the rhetoric off of the man, this, that, and the third. What better way than to scare the entire universe with a disease?
With a pandemic. So many people are actually concerned, though, that they are actually trying to get us into martial law. Like, they're trying to use this to shut us down.
You can't fly somewhere is martial law.
Yeah. Saying you can't leave the house
is martial law. People from Europe can't come here right now.
Saying you can't.
Yeah, you're stuck in Europe.
Yeah, I called my man. He got the Chaz French dude over there, Dre the Mayor. You got to come home, champ. The orange man just said, y'all gonna be stuck over there for 30 and have to be quarantined when you come back. My thing is the inconvenience. And this is another thing. You know these white people, I'm going to say it, they cannot not get the bag.
For sure.
They cannot not have the economy going. Like, do you know 30% of these people's wealth is gone? It's been the biggest low in the stock market since 2008. You know what I'm talking about? And even like with us, we host. You perform. I'm missing $60,000 right now just because of the NCAA.
We just lost some money.
I just got 20 minutes ago. We just lost a Final Four. The McDonald's All American. I mean, you cannot. It's going to be the ski mask way in 2 minutes. You think I'm playing?
They're going to feel it. We're going to feel it because that's what's happened. The money.
And they can't afford that.
They did a deal with Perel. Toilet tissue and all, because they went up.
And where the toilet? No, hold on.
The bed went down.
Kiss, where the toilet paper come in? Somebody tell me, what does the toilet paper do?
It's crazy.
If you gotta stay home, you need some toilet paper.
It's crazy.
No, that just shows you they can put the shit in the social sphere and you gonna go do it.
100%.
What does toilet paper gotta do with?
It's a tale as old as time. This is something that they've been doing to us year after year after year. I mean, we know this already.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't want to
be wise,
man.
Stay woke, be mindful, wash your hands like you should have been doing
exactly
since the beginning of time anyway.
It's 2020. We're supposed to be flying cars, not teaching people how to protect themselves.
Well, let me tell you what needs to happen. What needs to happen is what they do in Italy. Forget these mortgage payments for a little bit.
Mortgage, rent, all the bills.
That's how you get elected. That's when it gets the votes.
Right.
Suspend the mortgage for a minute.
Trump ain't going to do that shit.
No. I mean, I think the U.S. actually, they didn't take it seriously enough.
But do you realize how much money they lose? like the NC for the NC
NCAA, and it's, you know, it's supposed to be in Atlanta.
But it's worth it if it's keeping Atlanta. Your nation safe.
So keeping you safe from a cold.
They took it from no fans to they canceled it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No. They're not canceling.
It's not gonna happen.
No
fans.
They just canceled the conference tournaments. Yes. The NCAA tournament is gonna be played with just family and the team.
Yeah, but it's gonna be.
I don't think no family.
As of right now,
team staff. Yeah, that's what. That's how they quoted.
Even Wendy Williams, she's not having a live studio audience for her show.
She it's shouldn't anyway. Be,
oh, but my don't point is like that.
But my point is
I
this,
love you,
though.
Wendy.
What is? They're sending people home from school. You know this, right? Harvard, Bucknell, like all these. They're sending their kids home saying, "You got to fit." Okay, well, what do you know? One or two? How can you recover? NCAA. Do you realize how much money they losing? This would not be happening if it wasn't. And this is where my conspiracy thing goes left, because they're talking 60 days, 30 days. You got to stay in the house for 2 weeks to know if you're gonna be all right. It's like, what are you really saying? Because it's a lot of money being left on the table.
Yep.
You talking about the NBA season? You telling me that the NBA can really weather this storm?
Money right there.
They got to pay the players. There's no, this is not a, by the way, force majeure. What's in our contracts every time? Act of God. This ain't no act of God.
Yeah.
This is not. This is a disease.
This is man-made.
It has to be. Now, they're saying it comes from bats, which essentially could have been a god, one of God's creatures, whatever they, but this is man-made, bro. This don't happen.
That's a fact.
And Trump, if you were woke, if Trump was a great leader, all this shit he talking about, it don't matter. He probably got it now. If he was really a good leader, when it started, anything coming out of China,
100%.
Manufactured. But guess what? We can't do that.
Right.
Our economy would shut down if we didn't get our shit out of China.
And it would have got worse because South by Southwest had a little clinic thing that the people from Asia came over. Because, you know, that's really where the South by Southwest gets their money. They have a showcase.
Oh, you're talking about South by, okay.
South by Southwest. They shut that down. That was the first thing,
festival.
I believe.
That was the first festival to shut down.
They have a little festival for people that are in Asia to showcase, like, their inventions and, like, clothes and all that shit. That should be going on the side.
Right.
By South by Southwest.
Well, let me fuck you up even more. You remember 2008 when the housing market crashed?
Yeah.
Guess who came over here and bought everything? The Chinese. So y'all keep thinking that this ain't no motherfucking biological warfare if you want to. I'm on one, Bart.
What bothers me is like
in a house crash.
The lack of precaution. Why did they let so many people fly back into the States without screening them or testing them before sending them off?
It
doesn't make sense to me. They literally wanted this to happen.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, they wanted it to happen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how? And this is another thing. And this is to all my artists, all my creatives. Like, I had Ronnie DeVoe call me last night. He had a brilliant idea. I'm not going to say it because we probably end up doing it. But this is the time to create new ways to make money right now, because you have to survive. As black people have had to do this since the beginning of time. You know what I'm saying? Do not go to the desperate measures of robbing and stealing and this, that, and the third. Call your motherfucking mortgage company telling you can't pay it till it's over. I'm dead serious, because I think, like, people are going to be under pressure in a minute. If this shit goes on in three to the third and fourth month.
And you missing work, how you going to pay?
How you going to pay?
Some of the people, you're right.
Because everybody ain't on salary, goddamn.
Yeah, you're right.
Any government official,
they're going to have to call martial law, because niggas is going to go crazy.
Great, and they can't survive like us.
And you know what martial law is, motherfucker.
They're not as...
We are in a government state. That's when the tanks are coming into your neighborhood. You can't leave.
They're telling you when to go. Stay inside
the house when you can leave.
We can't have cassette March 26th, which is still on. Tickets are flying.
I need to celebrate my birthday.
You're coming. Okay. It's happening.
Let me get through my birthday before they shut us down.
There ain't nobody shutting nothing down. If Keisha... I don't think Keisha would do that. First of all, she knows this is a black... city. The only way we eat is by going out and getting it. She know that.
Yeah.
And you can't, listen, it's airborne. Let's go back to that. It's airborne.
Yeah.
You can't prevent that if it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go, you can't. So, I don't know. I appreciate that.
Nigga sneezed in the bathroom last night.
Coronavirus is a big deal, and we don't have any hip-hop legends really speaking
on
that.
It's affecting our bags.
It is.
But, you know, wash your hands, keep your Lysol, keep your Clorox wipes.
Yep.
Keep your surfaces clean. Watch the crowds. Watch less contact as possible.
Facts.
Be all right.
Facts.
Jada, I got a question. Back to you, legend status. In my eyes,
living legend,
long successful tenure. Usually, artists of your stature have about 10 albums, 15 albums. And then, of course, me growing up in the South, I know rappers that have like 20 albums,
40
10, albums. 10 mixtapes.
Yeah,
no doubt.
How is it for you, like, that? And I know you said it, yeah. I know that you said it every 3 years. But what keeps you, like, you know, on, like, what keeps your pace to do such few albums but be so successful? Because in a time where you have to put out a whole bunch.
You got to count all of the Rough Rider albums. You got to count
features.
Bad Boy No Way Out. I wrote most of that. You got to count.
Publishing.
Yeah, you got to count.
Don't forget the Lil Jon features, too, because I remember them shits.
Features. I was in the A heavily before.
You was one of the first people in the South. I remember that.
I should have had more solo albums, but you start touring.
Life takes over.
Getting all type of.
But there was a demand for more albums because I remember
always.
But I'm going to tell you, man, every time he shows up anywhere, it's almost like the era shows up. Like, we was just in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? And remember when you came?
The party was lit.
He came on stage at the party I was hosting, and literally the reaction, and we always look at each other like, damn. Because I feel like this. I feel like you didn't think none of this was going to happen. I feel like I didn't think, like, you didn't know. Back in the day, you was just putting one foot in front of the other.
You know, hip-hop is still a baby. It's just about to turn 50 years old. Mm. So it's going to be all... We learning on the whim. Like, it's gonna change dramatically a lot more.
It already has. Yeah,
it's only about to be 50 years old. So
wow,
that's
we don't know what's gonna happen. Like with the culture of hip hop. You know what I mean?
So I love that, and that sets up this next question. Where would you like it to go? Being one of the
that was a great question, because I love this right here.
Yeah, because I think for to be honest with you, you took it from our forefathers, your generation, our generation, and we took it to where we could really monetize it. Now you see there's no limit to the space.
Right now we need more balance.
Hello?
I like
know
that.
What I mean, it's a lot of money being made.
Balance as in?
Extent. In my era, the budgets were bigger.
Yeah.
The video production.
$1 million videos. Yeah.
Diddy's videos was like Spielberg movies. And
that's true.
The money he was spending is they're doing it now, but different. It was no three. They had to make up a lot of money because they didn't get with the digital wave when them outlets came to them and said this was going to happen. They told them, kiss my ass. And then they had to recoup all of them billions of dollars, hundreds of billions that they lost. So that's what's going on now. But when I say it's unbalanced, I mean, you see how they let in Griselda, Westside Benny, and Conway. For every one of them type of texture groups, they let 150 of the bullshits in.
Hello?
So it keeps it, the scale is not right. So if we could just get a little more balance, I think that'll shape things out a little better. Because I love all of the music, but they let one real
repetitive.
They let a lot of bullshit in, so scale ain't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they popped up quick though. The Griselda and the Bennies and from?
Nah, they've been shooting. They've been going hard for a while. Okay. Like, it took them, you know what I mean? They got with M and Paul Rosenberg, and I was able to get them over the hump.
But okay,
they've been trying for. They've been up there trying to break the door down in Buffalo for.
Cause they getting your respect. Years. Jay just went to the show the other day. I'm like, wow, these kids is really.
It's because they staying in their lane. They ain't wave riding. They making people tend to what they're doing instead of just trying to listen to the Billboard and do what the sound of today is. They doing their own sound and making and building their fans and their core fan base like that. And I think that's brilliant.
And the balance hip hop needs.
Yep.
Yes. So
the music is out there. I just think, you know, the mainstream market, like you said, is really forcing us to listen to the same thing over and over again. So you have to dig. And I think a lot of the younger kids don't know how to do that. They're used to just going to iTunes or going to someone's Instagram or YouTube and finding what they need, and they're satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. But when we get to have these opportunities to interview people like you, I think it really does expose them to something different. It makes them want to go back and be like, okay, hold on, what are you talking about?
You got
to
use the whole plate. Like,
for sure.
It's helpful even for me to put my music on TikTok and Triller and all of that stuff. It helps me out.
We did a Triller, man.
Yeah.
Only if you tape it. If you tape it,
we did one Triller.
I don't tape it, but you're right. You're right, bro. I don't tape myself.
But it's necessary, right? Like if you're trying to connect to the younger crew.
I would do it.
Yeah.
We got to do one before you leave.
For sure. You got to talk to them in a language that they understand. You know, you got to make yourself visible. So
make it work for you without compromising or looking corny or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Gotta make it all work. That's the challenge of the today's climate of music is figuring it out now. You know what I mean? It's so digital. Well, as you see, I'm doing a digital thing. I'm also making these trips and stop and touch the people and do
You got a 23-year-old, so I know you've hit.
Formula that I was raised on. Get out on the road and
hand to hand.
Go see the people.
Yeah.
Def Jam calling me. Oh, you nervous about the corona? Shut up.
I'm going to get to the Baller Alert show.
Well, I would tell you this.
Import me some sanitizer and and set me up some more radio.
Okay.
Make sure all the reps are washing their motherfucking hands.
Okay.
I would say this to you, man. And you know, you guys got any more questions before I get to the end?
I'm good.
You good, Sue?
I asked my Timberland question. That's all.
I want to know about the collabs on your album. Like how they came about. How did you select to work with these people?
They were actually all people that Ice Pick would always be in my ear about in the studio to work with, but I would always just shove him off because I thought he was going to be with me forever. You know what I mean? I thought I had the time to do it forever. Like,
that's a great way to honor.
Yeah, Pusha, you know, he got a pick also work for Star Trek. So that's like our family, Pharrell and Push.
Wow.
Star Trek.
You know what I'm saying? So he always wanted me to work with Push, John Legend. I always wanted to, and he always like, yo, we got to get a John Legend collab. So we was able to make that happen. 2 Chainz, he love his downside. He love his voice.
He can rap.
Southside.
He love hearing Chainz rap. So that was, I made that happen. Dej Loaf was able to get Dej out of
Detroit. Detroit, what up, though?
Just all of them features was people that he asked me to work with. That I used to just shrug them off. So, you know, to make his legacy continue, I just tried to do that for him.
Ignatius, the album in stores and out digitally everywhere right now.
Check it out. Great body of work.
I was about to say, you're super proud of that. Every time I hear you in the interview, you're just talking about how much it means to you. And I love that you gave, you know, Sue, that was a great question because I didn't even think about it. Like all those artists were artists he told you that you should, you know what I'm saying, vibe with. So that was brilliant, man. Congratulations. And now it's time for Confucius Said. Yeah, Kiss, I drop a little nugget every once in a while, man, but I want to give you your flowers while you're sitting in front of me. I think that not only are you one of the greatest rappers of all time, but you are necessary because you are open to receive. And I think because you're that, you can lead this new generation. I think exactly what you said, there needs to be more balance in life, especially hip hop, since that's the driving force behind everything we all do. Let's not act like, you know, hip hop is not our civil rights movement.
Right.
Let's not act like hip hop is not, you know what I'm saying, the fucking, you know what I'm saying, founders found in America. Like, you know, that's our thing. And you are a pioneer in that. And you have to please, brother. You know, I know you speak through your music, but I see colleges and universities accepting you with open arms and you sharing your stories, because all history books, English books can teach you is stories. You know what I'm talking about? And you have so many, man. And I didn't want to really get into it because you told me not to fry puff, but I really, 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 that was a joke. Everybody should have laughed. But I really, really, really honor your journey because it's truly been one step in front of the other. And that's sometimes all people need to know. It's not as difficult as we make it. We don't have to put all that pressure on ourselves. It's about putting one fucking foot in front of the other, man. So we salute you.
Appreciate
we love you.
That.
And I'm going to dap you up as soon as this shit is over. You know what I'm saying? The coronavirus, not the show.
No doubt.
Juice Bar coming to Atlanta.
No doubt. Definitely juices for life.
And for the record, I got my laugh after you. I be saying that shit.
No, he didn't. No.
I swear to God.
No.
I do
please.
Do that.
How'd it go?
No, hold on. Can you do it once and then you do yours? Fucking laugh. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I just had to make it mine. You
added
what I'm
a little
just,
extra.
You influenced that, just so you know.
I don't mind, so you know.
That man said
his laugh is patent.
All right, y'all.
Wow. Baller alert!
The dream is real.